Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Cook Radio. We are talking about the ways successful people defeat procrastination. 先聊聊成功人士如何战胜拖延。They break up large tasks into smaller tasks. 他们把大任务拆分成小任务。The classic but seldom followed productivity advice to conquering large or overwhelming tasks is to break them up into smaller chunks. Successful people understand that tasks need to be broken down into much more specific and measurable subtasks.
当克服很大或是压倒性的任务时，一个很经典但却很少被使用的提高效率的建议是把它们拆分成小块。成功人士知道任务需要被拆分成具体可行的子任务。
For example, an overwhelming to-do list item might be write book. The step item in my to-do list mean I need to writeThe entire book today, or does only writing one sentence count towards the completion of the task?
比如说一个难办的待办事项条目可能是书写，在待办事项当中，这个条目是说我今天就要写完一整本书呢，还是只写一句话就算完成？
A better approach would be to set a goal of writing a specific number or words each day, or spend a certain amount of time researching.
一个更好的方法是设置一个目标，明确规定每天要写多少数量或者多少字，或者呢，花固定的时间来研究。
Write 1,000 words or spend 30 minutes researching examples ofProductive CEOs for book are much more specific tasks, and therefore easier to tackle. This often encourages me to get more done and feel accomplished and motivated by scratching to-do items of my list.
写一百个字或是花三十分钟研究高效的 CEO 写书的例子是更为具体的任务，因此呢，更为容易处理。这经常能够鼓励我完成更多的工作，把工作从待办事项的清单当中划掉是非常有成就性，也是非常有成就感的，非常鼓舞人。
Okay, that's what we talk about today. The ways successful people defeat procrastination. They break up large tasks into smaller tasks.
成功人士战胜拖延的方法，把大任务拆分成小任务，一个一个来完成。
OK，
如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki 按下可以找到我，同时也可以添加我的个人微信 DJ 下横线 UKKI， 可以在节目之后一起来学习英语哦。